Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Richie Valens bringing us back. His mama named him Ricardo Valenzuela, but we call him Richie Valens, the late, great Richie. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Maysucker's our guest, our good friend, longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning expert, award-winning leader, author of Sandbox Wisdom, The four corners. What is the four sides of Sandbox Wisdom? What's the other one, Tom?
I can't even remember all of
them. No, he can't even remember. There's so many he can't even remember, folks. But you find him at asucker.com. Is that right, Tom?
TomAsucker.com or thebusinessofbelief.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. We're talking about this dance that we all do. And some of us, and if we don't understand what Tom's talking about, we don't do the dance well. Ideas, connection, energy, improv. We understand ideas. We understand connections. We talk about that all the time on the show. And people are pretty intuitive when it's pretty intuitive when you think about energy. You have to put energy into things. But I want you to expand a little bit on what you mean by practicing improv. I think this is the actualization of the idea, connection, and energy when you improv. This is where you put yourself into things. You're part of the humanity, it seems to me, Tom. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, okay, so Jim, so you start with this idea that you think is going to improve people's lives, right, that they desire, and then you start going out and you start connecting with various people. And it's not just the consumer. It could be the consumer, the retailer. It could be partners. It could be whoever. But it's a bunch of connections. It's never just this one-on-one thing. You might have to connect with your manufacturing partner or your distributing partner, whoever it is. You've got to realize that when those connections happen and that energy flows in there, they're not all going to coalesce into your mind and your wishes and your ideas and your desires. It's not going to happen that way. It's going to be, oh, boy, this guy wants something a little bit different. This guy over here, he would like this a little shifted. Mm-hmm. Oh, this person wants this way.
This, what you're describing is the special sauce of small business. It's customization. You're talking about, you use the word improv. I love that. Well, around here, we call it customization.
Well, look, you can call it anything you want. The point is that I know a lot of entrepreneurs with their ideas that as soon as somebody tries to start shifting the idea, they take it personally.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, hold on a minute. That's not what we do. It's kind of like
right. People
think that you do something, and then what you do is you would try to inject what you do into the world. It doesn't work like that. You're doing something.
The world's going to have something to say about that, isn't it?
Well, it's not you doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing something together.
Yeah.
And that's what people miss. It's kind of like people say to me, how do I get people to adopt my vision? I said, your vision is bullshit. It's not your vision. If you don't have a vision together, then it's not going to work. Your vision is their vision, or it's your dance is their dance. You can't push people around on the dance floor anymore. That was the old economy.
That was the manipulation factor, and that's what I call the age of the customer, Tom. The age of the customer. Customer has two thirds. For 10,000 years, the business had two thirds of the relationship control. Today, customers have two thirds of the relationship control, and that's the shift that you're talking about. And that's the reason why the dance is different. And astonishingly, Tom, it's been 27 years since we had access to the internet. And there are major corporations who still don't understand what you just said.
Yeah, and look, if the internet is a tool, it's trying to understand how people make decisions, how it works today, why it's different. I mean, I remember back God, I don't know, 20 years ago, I had a meeting with Gary Hirschberg, and he was the guy who founded Stonyfield Farms, the yogurt, right?
Yep.
The yogurt
guys.
I mean, these guys started out with, like, they had 7 cows, and they didn't know what the hell they were doing. They couldn't get this idea off the ground. What's the idea? It was organic, right? No growth hormone. That was the idea then, because nobody else had that idea for yogurt. But they didn't have a lot of money, so they couldn't do all this marketing and messaging. What did they do? They went out to where people who shared and hungered for their values congregated. They went out to, like, Earth Day events, environmental rallies, and they handed out little cups of their yogurt.
With all the internet stuff that we have, all the capability we have, Tom, 20 years from now, people will still be successful doing what you just said.
No, they're going to have to be successful that way, because there's no barrier to entry to doing messaging over the internet.
Yeah.
The barrier is, who is meeting people face to face and handing them a cup of yogurt and creating this exchange of energy and common values? And, oh boy, they're like me. I like these people. That's how you grow today. If people can't see that, I'm telling you, that's where they're going to get really confused. They're going to say, I don't get this.
I told you.
I'm doing everything right.
I told you we'd get smarter when Tom joined us. Hey, Tom, good job today. I need your website one more time.
TomAzacker.com. Well, just Google my last name, Azacker. I'm the only Tom Azacker in the world.
He's the only, folks, there's nobody else like him. Thank God. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Tom Azacker, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.